We're here with Matt Wadsworth, director of the Providence Valdez Counseling Center. September is Suicide Awareness Prevention Month. And Matt, we're going to tackle a tough subject here today. How do we address suicide in our community?
Yeah, I think this is a really important subject. And in order to address the subject, we really need to talk about how we think about suicide and really kind of tackle the stigma that's associated with it.
Matt, what are some of the stigmas revolving around suicide? And then how would you address those if that was come up in conversation?
I think the stigma around suicide comes from shame, that if somebody dies by suicide, that maybe that's wrong, or maybe there's a moral thing that comes with it, they've committed a sin. And you can see that in some of the language that we talk about it, or some of the tones that people use when they mention suicide. And I think that's probably the first thing we need to kind of address, that when people die by suicide, it's not like that. Like when people are having thoughts about suicide, their whole thinking paradigm changes. And so they're not thinking rationally. There's a lot of emotions, a lot of things kind of going on. And so it's not like something where someone might commit a sin or something. This is more, all things start to point towards death. And because we can't talk about it openly, it creates a lot of anxiety. Well, at the counseling center, you know, we would see suicide as a symptom of pain. So we don't see it as that's a bad thing. It's a painful thing for sure. And it's a symptom that something's going on they need some help with.
And this is not something that happens just in our community. Very prevalent, of course, across Alaska. But how is our community different, or how is it similar than others in respect to suicide?
I think, it's definitely not just a local issue or even a state issue. It's a worldwide phenomenon. But I think that maybe in smaller communities like Valdez, when someone dies, it impacts everyone. So I think that's where maybe the difference is.
Give us a tip how to talk about it. How do we begin the conversation?
So in talking about suicide, I would suggest the first thing is maybe we kind of start steering away from some of the language we use where we say commit suicide. Because I think that kind of brings up thoughts of people like committing sin or committing murder or something, and it might be better to talk about it in terms of like dying by suicide. It's a cause of death. It's important to talk about it in terms of removing some of the stigma or association with sin. And I think most churches have actually done that, where they've kind of taken a look at that. Now they see it in terms of like mental illness. Like people are struggling. They're not killing themselves because it's a sin or there's some kind of moral transgression, but they're dying because they have an illness, and that illness leads to death. If there's no intervention.
And that's good news if we're understanding a little more and handling it a bit differently. I would imagine that the training at the Providence Valdez Counseling Center, I would imagine that you have several on staff that understand and have had training in how to handle suicide and thoughts of suicide, right?
Oh, yeah. We make sure that all the staff are trained in applied suicide intervention skills training, ASSIST. We actually bring them to the community once a year, and we have community members trained.